The New Era Magazine for March 2005. Official monthly publication for Youth of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Copyright 2005 by Intellectual Reserve Incorporated. All rights reserved. The Message, Next to the Angels, by Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Honor the women in your life, your mother, sisters, and future wife. When I was a young university student, one of my classmates urgently pleaded with a group of us, his Latter-day Saint friends, to donate blood for his mother, who was bleeding profusely. We went directly to the hospital to have our blood typed and tested. I'll never forget our shock when told that one of the prospective donors was unfit because of a positive blood test for a venereal disease. That infected blood was my classmate's own. Fortunately, his mother survived, but I'll never forget his lingering sorrow. He bore the burden of knowing that his personal immorality had disqualified him from giving needed aid to his mother, and he had added to her grief. I learned a great lesson. If one dishonors the commandments of God, one dishonors mother, and if one dishonors mother, one dishonors the commandments of God. Honor motherhood. During my professional career as a doctor of medicine, I was occasionally asked why I chose to do that difficult work. I responded with my opinion that the highest and noblest work in this life is that of a mother. Since that option was not available to me, I thought that caring for the sick might come close. I tried to care for my patients as compassionately and competently as mother cared for me. Many years ago, the First Presidency issued a statement that has had a profound and lasting influence upon me. Motherhood, they wrote, is near to divinity. It is the highest, holiest service to be assumed by mankind. It places her who honors its holy calling and service next to the angels. Because mothers are essential to God's great plan of happiness, their sacred work is opposed by Satan, who would destroy the family and demean the worth of women. You young men need to know that you can hardly achieve your highest potential without the influence of good women, particularly your mother, and in a few years, a good wife. Learn now to show respect and gratitude. Remember that your mother is your mother. She should not need to issue orders. Her wish, her hope, her hint should provide direction that you would honor. Thank her and express your love for her. And if she is struggling to rear you without your father, you have a double duty to honor her. The influence of your mother will bless you throughout life, especially when you serve as a missionary. Long years ago, Elder Frank Croft was serving in the state of Alabama. While preaching to the people, he was forcefully abducted by a vicious gang to be whipped and lashed across his bare back. Elder Croft was ordered to remove his coat and shirt before he was tied to a tree. As he did so, a letter he had recently received from his mother fell to the ground. The vile leader of the gang picked up the letter. Elder Croft closed his eyes and uttered a silent prayer. The attacker read the letter from Elder Croft's mother. From a copy of that letter, I quote, "My beloved son, remember the words of the Savior when he said, 'Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake.' Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for you will have your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Also remember the Savior upon the cross, suffering from the sins of the world, when he had uttered these immortal words, 'Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.' Surely, my boy, they who are mistreating you know not what they do, or they would not do it. Sometime, somewhere, they will understand, and then they will regret their action, and they will honor you for the glorious work you are doing. So be patient, my son. Love those who mistreat you, and say all manner of evil against you, and the Lord will bless you and magnify you. Remember also, my son, that day and night, your mother is praying for you. Elder Croft watched the hateful man as he studied the letter. He would read a line or two, then sit and ponder. He arose to approach his captive. The man said, "Feller, you must have a wonderful mother. You see, I once had one, too." Then addressing the mob, he said, "Men, after reading this Mormon mother's letter, I just can't go ahead with the job. Maybe we had better let him go." Elder Croft was released without harm. Honor sisters, we who bear the holy priesthood have a sacred duty to honor our sisters. We are old enough and wise enough to know that teasing is wrong. We respect sisters, not only in our immediate families, but all the wonderful sisters in our lives. As daughters of God, their potential is divine. Without them, eternal life would be impossible. Our high regard for them should spring from our love of God and from an awareness of their lofty purpose in His great eternal plan. Hence, I warn against pornography. It is degrading of women. It is evil. It is infectious, destructive, and addictive. The body has means by which it can cleanse itself from harmful effects of contaminated food or drink, but it cannot vomit back the poison of pornography. Once recorded, it always remains subject to recall, flashing its perverted images across your mind, with power to draw you away from the wholesome things in life. Avoid it like the plague. Prepare for temple marriage. To you who are not yet married, think about your future marriage. Choose your companion well. Remember the scriptures that teach the importance of marriage in the temple. In the celestial glory, there are three heavens or degrees, and in order to obtain the highest, a man must enter into this order of the priesthood, meaning the new and everlasting covenant of marriage. And if he does not, he cannot obtain it. Doctrine and Covenant, section 131, verses 1 through 3. The highest ordinances in the house of the Lord are received by husband and wife together, and equally, or not at all. In retrospect, I see that the most important day of my life was the day when my sweetheart, Dansel, and I were married in the Holy Temple. Without her, I could not have the highest and most enduring blessings of the priesthood. Without her, I would not be the father to our wonderful children or grandfather to our precious grandchildren. Honor the special sisters in your lives, brethren. Express your love to your mother and to the sisters. Praise them for their patience with you, even when you are not at your best. Thank the Lord for these sisters, who, like our Heavenly Father, love us not only for what we are, but for what we may become. Humbly I thank God for my mother, my sisters, my daughters, granddaughters, and for my special sweetheart, companion, and friend, my wife. May God bless us to honor each virtuous woman. Note, from an April 1999 General Conference Address. End of the message. Next to the Angels, by Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles.